Breathing from center. The center is the area right below the navel. It is the center of energy and the seat of internal awareness. In the Far East, it is considered the center of physical, emotional, and spiritual connection. So when you take a deep breath in, breathe down deep into your diaphragm. If it helps, put your hand right below your navel. And when you breathe in, expand your navel, your belly button area, like a balloon. So breathe in, expand, and if it helps, when you exhale, push it in. So you're applying some gentle pressure as you exhale. So again, breathe in and expand your belly like a balloon. And when you breathe out, push. And again, drop your breath to your center. Breathe in. Breathe out. And now breathe in slowly for 5 seconds, and then exhale slowly for 5 seconds. The benefit of centering is that it provides mindfulness and presence. It creates the space in your brain to relax and take a break. So when we're in our brains all the time, thinking, analyzing, we are disconnected from our body. When we're disconnected from our body, we're not able to get any signals of stress or tension. So we tend to ignore them or push them away. So being in center and dropping our breath allows us the space for innovation, to see the bigger picture. And if we live in reaction all the time, we live in fight or flight. So we're embodying habits of fight or flight. So when we're triggered by discomfort or tension, we aren't present. And so our blood flow is, there's an interruption of our blood flow, and we're not getting full oxygen in. So the more we're able to be present and centered, the more our blood flow and oxygen increases, the more muscle tensions eased, and our immune systems enhanced. So it really, being present and mindful, improves our overall quality of life. So as I'm talking, continue to drop into center with your breath. Lengthen your spine and breathe. Taking deep breaths into our diaphragm also improves organ function. And again, it brings us out of our head, where we spend most of our time, and into our body. Energy follows attention. So when we bring our attention to our breath, we're bringing energy to our breath. And having the awareness creates choice. So if we're trying to think our way out of a situation, it might cause some anxiety or more stress. Being able to breathe down into our center gives us that awareness, so we have a choice in a stressful situation. Our bodies have habits embodied in them. So if we don't take the time to cultivate the awareness of what our body is signaling to us, we will react, and then, you know, sometimes we might regret what our reaction is. So continue to breathe down. So a question that came up when practicing center was, what about the worry and anxiety that's still in the background? So because it's a new practice and we're forming new neural pathways, it's going to take some time. So the compassion for being a beginner and a new practice is helpful with this. So it's just like anything else, riding a bike, learning to drive, learning to walk. So the question really is, what are you committed to? Are you committed to being anxious or in a rush or irritable? Or are you committed to a new intention and a new mindset of being present and connected with a moment? And that allows us to be more present and connected with other people in our life. It creates a calm and warm environment. So building the observer, building this new habit It creates more choice for us and the other people in our lives. So you are building your observer, you're building where your attention and your energy goes, and you're slowing down and just dropping into center with the commitment of being more mindful and being a beginner in a new practice and building those neural pathways. Continue to breathe. Excellent. So that is our practice in center.